It's been one day since Chantel Reed got an explanation from the Hollywood Police Department about why a SWAT team officer shot and killed her 23-year-old son, James Leatherwood.
They said that they thought that my son had a weapon is why he was shot.
Hollywood police did not find a weapon on Leatherwood. He was staying at his sister's apartment when the SWAT team broke down the door a month ago. According to the search warrant, City of Miami police had witness statements and surveillance video they say connected him to a murder in Miami.
Even if my son was the suspect in that case, he still shouldn't be dead.
She says her son should have gotten his day in court. After meeting with representatives of the family this week, Hollywood police sent WLRN a written statement. Here's how they described what led to Leatherwood's shooting. Officers gave repeated commands for Leatherwood to exit, and he did not. Then Leatherwood tried to get out through a back door and made eye contact with officers. And according to the Hollywood police, he continued to ignore their commands and made a sudden movement toward his waistband, quote, placing the officers in fear for their safety. The statement continues, based on the information officers had at the time of the incident, Mr. Leatherwood was believed to be armed and dangerous. No firearm was found on Leatherwood or anywhere in the apartment. It took police 35 days to tell his family what happened the day he was killed. Leading up to that, family and friends say they flooded the department with phone calls.
Yeah, we've been calling the police every day, every day.
Leatherwood's sister, LaCandice Reed, he was staying in her apartment.
Calling, and not getting anything. The one thing the detective did do was call and ask us to stop calling.
She organized a protest exactly 1 month from when her brother was killed.
When black and brown bodies are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When black and brown bodies are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
The protesters walked about 40 minutes from her apartment to the Hollywood police station. As they made their way through the streets, cars honked and protesters handed out flyers at red lights.
Which side are you on, my people? Which side are you on?
We're on the people's side!
Nina J was one of the protesters and a childhood friend of Leatherwood's.
People don't like when you say black this or Black Lives Matter, but it is a difference.
She says, besides Leatherwood's killing by the Hollywood police officer, it's hard for her not to think of all the other black men and boys who've also been killed by the police.
And then here you are thinking that these people are here to protect and serve.
As they walked, another police-involved shooting was making national news. In Chicago, the white police officer who killed 17-year-old Laquan McDonald was convicted of second-degree murder. McDonald was unarmed when he was shot 16 times.
Whole street!
Our street!
Whole street!
Our street!
Whole street!
Our street!
Whole street!
A few minutes after the protesters arrived in front of the Hollywood Police Department, Leatherwood's sister noticed someone came to the glass door and locked it.
They just locked their doors on us, but they went in my house, destroyed my home, and killed my baby brother. And all they can do is lock their doors.
5 days after this protest is when the police department gave the family some of the answers they were looking for. The officer who shot Leatherwood is on paid administrative leave. That's customary for police-involved shootings. James Leatherwood's mom, Chantel Reed, says she still doesn't understand why her son was killed if he didn't have a weapon.
Officers are not always right. It's nothing that they can do that's going to fix this or change this.
The Hollywood Police Department says it's dedicated to conducting a thorough investigation into the shooting. Leatherwood's family has hired an attorney. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.